the Church of Jesus Christ, has to determine to go beyond receiving the entry of grace, God's unmerited favor, and receive the operational power of His grace. Amen? It is the working of God's Spirit and not anything that we can do that will level whatever obstacles stand in our way. We have to determine what the obstacles are that we're addressing, and then we're to shout grace to them. Praise God. It's not a scream of panic, no, but a voice of triumph.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I thank you for listening to Your Place of Grace podcast. Today we're going to talk about the grace of God. And, you know, we've heard a lot of talk over the centuries about the grace of God and God's grace. And people ask, well, what is grace? What is the grace of God all about? What is it? So, let me put it this way. Most of us have used the word grace in connection with our experience of salvation. We use the word grace as proof that you cannot earn your salvation. We show it's what God does, and we receive what we call God's unmerited favor. And yeah, that's the definition I received for grace most of my life. God's unmerited, undeserved favor. And it's not an inaccurate definition, but neither is it a complete definition. So grace is the Lord's work in us. Yeah. He is committed to perfecting and finishing in us the work He began in Christ when we accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord. The Lord wants to bring us through anything that would obstruct the perfect thing of His grace begun in us. Grace is an ongoing proposition. It's not just an introductory thing that is shown to us when we're saved. It is the ticket that was bought with the blood of Jesus that has the seal of God's grace on it. That's how you get in. Yes, but there's more to it than that. Grace is a basic point of maturity. See, we never suppose that the basic processes of the Lord ever change, irrespective of how far you advance in Him. There's a certain respect in which we never outgrow the father-child relationship. No. I will always be a child of my Heavenly Father. The Spirit of adoption may bring me to fruitfulness and maturity, but I'll still be just a little one. You never mature past the basics. Let me give you a second definition of grace. Grace is the operational power of God. The entry into life by grace is not the end of the process. This definition has in it a broadened definition that becomes functional in me. It actually gives its directives a point of action that I can respond to, a way that I can see the grace of God employed in an expanded way in my own life. It tells me that it's something that I can do. Let me give you an example of grace in the Old Testament. Zerubbabel was commissioned by the Lord to bring the captives back, and upon their return, he started to rebuild the temple. Now, quite a ways into the project, the people were very discouraged and defeated. What had begun to be built to the praise and glory of God came to a complete standstill. Through the prophets, the Lord raised a voice to the people to stir them to finish the work that they had begun. Then Zechariah's word from the Lord was this: not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Their mountain, so to speak, their obstacle that stood before them, would be completely leveled. Zerubbabel had to call it into place and bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it. The capstone or headstone was a pre-carved piece, the opposite of the cornerstone or foundation. It was at the peak or top of the gable. And God's word to him was that the project was going to be capped off. Praise God. Now, keystone is another meaning for headstone. It is the pie-shaped stone that goes at the peak of an arch. While the arch is being constructed, it has to be completely supported until the keystone is dropped into place. And once the keystone is in place, the weight of the structure focuses on the keystone. Amen? Got that? So let me give you some examples of grace in the New Testament now. The operational power of God, grace, is used for the word faith regarding Stephen in Acts 6, verse 8, when Barnabas had seen the grace of God in Acts 11:23, it was this definition of grace. When he saw the Holy Spirit was at work in the midst of a group of people, he was glad and exhorted them. It was the workings of the Holy Spirit. It was God doing the work, not man. Grace has to do with the basic fundamental truth with regard to how we are to receive in the presence of God. But it goes even beyond that. It goes into how we proceed in His power and how the operations of His strength and might bring us on. The capstone, the headstone, keystone, or mountain that obstructs your way will be leveled before you when you speak to it. When you stand before it and cry, grace, grace, grace unto it. Speak to the mountain, as Jesus said in Mark 11:22-24. Speak to your mountain. And you know what? Cry out to it now. Cry out, grace, grace, grace. Now, many people will live out their entire life for Jesus, clinging on to the grace of salvation, and arrive in glory, thinking the reason they got there is because they just held on. Many will not experience the fulfilling rest and joy that the Lord wills for all of us because they only know of the entry of grace. They haven't grown in it. And the church needs to embrace the dual definition, the dual definition of grace. This grace offers us a way to get from where we are in ourselves to where God wants us to be in Him. The Church of Jesus Christ has to determine to go beyond receiving the entry of grace, God's unmerited favor, and receive the operational power of His grace. Amen? It is the working of God's Spirit and not anything that we can do that will level whatever obstacles stand in our way. We have to determine what the obstacles are that we're addressing, and then we're to shout grace to them. Praise God. It's not a scream of panic, no, but a voice of triumph. Praise God. Thank you, Father God, for this time that we've spent together today on this podcast, discussing the things of God, talking about the grace of God. And Lord, I pray that what we have learned here, that we'll just take it with us throughout our work week and bless other people with it. Help us to grow in grace. Thank you for the entry into salvation through your grace. Yes, we thank you, Father, and give you praise and glory for that. But help us to grow and mature in the grace of God in order that we might be a blessing to others. And yes, when we do face mountains in our own life, we can speak to those mountains in the mighty name of Jesus. Grace. 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 And the mountain will be removed and cast away from us into the sea. Jesus himself told us, speak to your mountain. Don't ask God to get it off of you or get it out of your way. No, he said, you speak to the mountain. Let's do that in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you and we give you all the praise and glory for this day, for our lives, for our salvation. Now, there's probably somebody out there who, and you've never given your heart and life to Jesus. Well, today is your day. This is your time. Would you like to receive Jesus Christ into your heart as your own personal Savior and Lord? Lord knows you've tried a whole lot of other stuff, and it hasn't worked. It's just brought depression, frustration. The Bible says today is the day of salvation, dear one, and that right now is your appointed time. Come to Jesus right now. Let me pray with you and pray this after me. Pray these words with me with all of your heart. Open your heart to God now. Let's pray. Dear God in heaven. Yes, pray that with me. Dear God in heaven, I come to you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for the way I've lived and for the things I have done. Cleanse me with your precious blood from all my sin and unrighteousness. With my mouth, I confess the Lord Jesus. In my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead and he is alive. At this very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of my soul. And I make him the Lord of my life. And according to God's word, which cannot lie, I am washed, I am cleansed, I am forgiven, I am healed, I am reborn. And it's in Jesus' wonderful name that I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God, dear one. You've made the most important decision of your entire life by accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. If you've prayed this prayer with me, contact me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com, and say, Tony, man, I prayed that prayer with you, and I'm a child of God. I've accepted Jesus into my heart. praise God, I will rejoice with you. And you know what? I will send you some materials to get you started in your walk with the Lord. I'll send you some materials, resources, free of charge, postage paid. Praise God. And listen, I also have a brand new book. Actually, it was released this very night when I'm recording this podcast. My brand new book, my 12th book, is called Healing Handbook. And the subtitle is Getting Healed Jesus Way. Healing Handbook. Getting Healed Jesus Way. You can find Healing Handbook by Anthony Sluzes at Amazon.com or at my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. This book, I'm telling you, I am so excited about it. And I believe it'll be a great blessing to you and to people that you purchase it for. Hey, it's the Christmas season. What better way to just let people know you care and that you love them? Get a copy of my new book, Healing Handbook, and get several copies. Pass them out to friends, family, coworkers, classmates, and I know it's going to be a blessing to you. I'm really excited about this book. Comes in paperback and in Kindle formats. Healing Handbook by Anthony Sluzes. Amazon.com and yourplaceofgrace.com. Thank you for listening today. I just hit my microphone. Thank you for listening today. I am so grateful you take time out of your busy day or evening to listen to this little podcast, and I pray that it's been a blessing to you. You're a blessing to me, dear one. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may he give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, and home. And may he grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.